Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings reputation rides with you.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, this is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
Live from the grand opening of a new Golfsmith, 627 Roosevelt Road, here in the Loop. New 2015 golf clubs are now available right here. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves host Utica in game two of the first round of the playoffs tonight at 7 at Allstate Arena. Scores Bruce Levine confirmed earlier speculation. White Sox ace Chris Sale went over to the Royals clubhouse to confront Royals ace Yordano Ventura. After the bench clearing brawl last night, Sale did not get into the clubhouse. He and Ventura were two of five players ejected from the 3-2 White Sox loss at the Cell last night. Everyone involved awaits MLB ruling on possible suspensions. These two teams are back at it tonight. Jose Quintana toes the rubber. He's given up 15 runs on the year, 9 from 3 different home runs. Danny Duffy gave up 5 runs in an April 8th Royals win over the White Sox. Cubs ace John Lester and Reds starter Mike Leake faced each other on April 13th. Leake went 7 innings, gave up 4 runs. Lester gave up 6 runs on 10 hits in 6 innings. Cubs are coming off 2 straight losses and want Lester to be a stopper tonight. 6-10 first pitch in Cincinnati. We're still waiting a Cubs lineup. Predators captain Shea Weber is out the rest of the series after suffering a lower body injury midway through Game 2 of this past series, and the Preds forced a Game 6 with a win last night. We do not know who's going to start in net for the Blackhawks as of yet. Puck drops at 7 p.m. tomorrow night for Game 6. Tonight, the Rangers look to eliminate the Penguins from New York. Montreal looks to do the same against Ottawa in Game 5, and St. Louis and Minnesota face off tied at 2 games apiece. Bulls will attempt to sweep in the NBA playoffs. Afternoon tip from Milwaukee tomorrow. 4:30 is the tip time. Derrick Rose, 43 minutes and double overtime win last night, 113-106 over the Bucks. Fox Sports reports that recently suspended Cowboy defensive end Greg Hardy was involved in a verbal altercation with defensive end Devon Coleman during the team's conditioning session yesterday. Had to be separated by teammates. He is suspended 10 games, but he is allowed to participate in those offseason workouts. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the scores tonight, 6:35 pregame, Sox and Royals on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by New Mayo Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmayomedical.com.
Everybody I know here is dead.
Steve Stone.
Grilled pork chop sandwich, and it's sure to be an inside the pork home run.
Did you take your medicine today or not?
No, I'm fresh out.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Want to go with me?
the Cy Young Award winner.
I really had no talent whatsoever at most anything, except I could play a little baseball.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Of course, they didn't have Asian pitchers back in those days here, but they had guys with some unusual motions.
They had them, but they were in Japan.
Yeah. Steve Stone.
You saw what he said?
Yeah, I did. Lip reading is one of my specialties.
Steve Stone with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Steve Stone is brought to you by Schneider National, and he joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Steve, what the hell was all that last night, and what's going on between these teams? What's going on with the Royals themselves?
Well, it appears that the Royals are trying to be a contentious bunch, and if you remember the first series of the year, I believe that Sox pitchers might have hit five different Royals, actually, and you know, it's one of those things that happens on occasion. I don't think, like some other people, that teams are testing the Royals. They want to see how tough they are. But, you know, leading off the fourth inning, Jose Abreu, the star of our ball club, got hit. Normally, when the star of your ball club gets hit, even if the pitch got away, you could pretty much count, depending on who's on the mound, another pitch getting away in the not-too-distant future. So I'm sure when Moustakas got hit by Sale, that pitch also just got away. But you don't usually allow the star of your team to get hit all that often before you do something about it. And these two teams did have some problems in Kansas City. Now, Kansas City has had problems with a few teams, as you know. The whole entire Oakland series was one of hot-bloodedness and contention. And so Kansas City apparently has decided this year that they're going to come out and fight their way to the top. But I do believe one of the things that they have to get under control is the fact that they've got a 23-year-old fireballer on the mound in Yordano Ventura. I do believe that he has an astonishing lack of maturity. Now, at 23, it's difficult to be all that mature. That being said, I do believe that the conversation Edinson Volquez had with him was proper the last time out when he got the boot in the fourth inning after hitting Brett Lawrie. And he said to him, your number one goal is to win the game. Always remember that. You win the game. That's of critical importance. So hitting Abreu leading off the fourth in a game where the Royals were already ahead 2-0, if you hit the leadoff hitter, it usually makes for an uncomfortable inning for you. And if not for a couple of breaks, there's a very good chance that the Sox would have taken the lead. They scored one run in the fourth and one run in the fifth, making it a tie game. But usually, if you're thinking about some sort of retaliation from the last series or whatever you're thinking about, you don't hit the leadoff man. When Chris Sale had one getaway against Moustakas, it was with, coincidentally, two outs and nobody on. And, of course, that was it. The inning was over and no runs were scored. So, again, depending on who's on the mound for, in this case, our ball club, I think if you hit somebody with Jeff Samardzija on the mound or Chris Sale on the mound, if you hit one or two of our, probably you're going to find a couple pitches get away.
On the Friday of the Sox home opener, we talked about what happened in Kansas City, and you told Terry and myself that you didn't like what you saw because of the fact that if you're on that opposing team, you're going to look at the White Sox star, Jose Abreu, and what you talked about then happened last night, Abreu gets hit. But looking at Kansas City and this attitude they're playing with, what really draws a team to bring that onto the field? Is it a lack of national exposure, national respect for a team that went to the World Series last year? What makes a team, what drives a team to bring that type of attitude to the field?
Many times it's the man on the mound at any one given time. I don't think that Kansas City started off this season saying, you know what, let's get in as many altercations as we possibly can. Let's hit as many of the opposition as we can. It was one of those things in that series in Kansas City where an inordinate number of Kansas City Royals got hit in that series. And so I'm not saying that you always look for payback, but occasionally, again, depending on who's on the mound, you find a lot of pitches sailing up and in. The thing that I really dislike is pitches, and we saw one from Kelvin Herrera against Lawrie. He threw one head high right behind him. That's intentional. He got thrown out of the game after that, but that also can be career-ending. You know, hitting guys is something that, well, it happens. But you want to do it in the proper way. You don't want to end careers or blind somebody, especially when you throw 100 miles an hour. It becomes a little bit untenable. And I think I think there has to be an end to it when you don't understand how to do it and do it well. Guys with control, if they want to hit you, they'll throw just behind you. But it's usually just behind your rib cage, maybe behind your hip. Where they hit you, it does hurt. You get your point across, but there's not going to be any real serious injuries. But throwing up and in, especially head high, but, you know, you can throw up and in and hit a guy in the hand and put him out for 6 weeks. Alex Rios got hit. He was out. He's out for 6 weeks. And it happens. What I told you then, Matt, was that Earl Weaver, the Hall of Fame manager I played for, really disliked that. He didn't want anybody hitting his star. But the players, the pitching staff notably, they took it into their own hands when they felt something was going out of hand. We didn't have to hear it from the manager. We just wanted to defend the guys that played behind us and gave us everything they had on a daily basis. If you're known as a pitcher who won't defend your teammates, maybe guys just subconsciously don't play as hard, and when that happens, you don't win as many games. And, of course, getting back to the whole object of this endeavor, it's winning as much as you can.
Well, that's what I feel, and we could debate.